Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Impacting you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Impacting You on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Alexis J. Smith, and today is Thursday, April 28th, 2016. And I take a little bit of a pause, a deep breath when I say that, because believe it or not, we have arrived at the season finale of this wellness journey. Friends, it's been 5 months of these moments of wellness that we have been guided through by the increasingly popular and ever my shero, author and energy therapist, Ms. Paula Potts. Paula, welcome back to Impacting You.
Thank you, Alexis. Good evening and blessings to all the listeners. I'm so excited to be back on Impacting You, Blog Talk Radio, for the season finale.
Yes, this is it. Part five of the five-part series, now nationally known as the Feel Better Challenge. This is it.
I like the sound of that, nationally known, right?
How about it? Tell
yeah.
it like it is. It is a
Tell
nationally
like
known phenomenon right now. The end is, you know, we don't know what the sights will be, but we are happy to be here this evening, and it is a little bittersweet, yeah?
Yeah, a little bittersweet, yeah, but I am still in awe and wonder that we have journeyed through the Feel Better Challenge episodes for these past 5 months, and the cycle of five is coming full circle. It is the season finale, and it has been an amazing experience of awakening our self-healing abilities, learning new tools, and taking wellness breaks together, right?
Yes,
together,
wellness
yes.
breaks.
Yes.
And the new tools and new resources, absolutely, and all free, mind you. Paula, that's one of the things that I love most about the Feel Better Challenge, because we know there are challenges everywhere, but there's usually, you know, something that you have got to purchase to go along with it, something you need on that journey. And that's not the case with the Feel Better Challenge. There's nothing you need to purchase. There's nothing that you need to go find. There's nothing that you have to wait to harvest under the next moon. Everything is readily available. And if I may say so, it's God gifted to each of us. And I appreciate the insight that you shared with us on how to tap into those internal resources and those self-healing mechanisms that we can use to feel better. And, you know, on the note of tools and resources and God-given gifts, of course, I would be totally remiss if I did not take an opportunity to not only shout out and give recognition, but to offer my most sincere thanks to the dynamic duo that is Miss Silver Logan Sharp and Daryl L.A. Hunt for the new theme song, Something You Can Feel. I mean, that is an awesome track, and I find myself, as a matter of fact, I might play it right now. I don't know. Let me see.
Right,
we got
right.
so much to cover, but just thinking about the song makes me smile, and it makes me feel good. You know, I have truly bought into the Feel Better Challenge, and when I play that song, even if I'm not able to play it, I can hear it in my mind, and it reminds me to tap into those Feel Better resources, to stop and to be conscious of my breath, to ground myself, to visualize, you know, what it is I would like to see, what I'd like to be doing, where I'd like to be, and to listen to my heart and my mind in those moments where it's uber important to come back to those tools and resources. So I thank you again, Silver Logan Sharp and Daryl A. Hunt, for that new theme song, Something You Can Feel. And actually, as a matter of fact, speaking of playing music, Paula, how about we plan to extend the show a little bit longer tonight, if you've got the time, and give our listeners a little bit more music. Let's leave them with some Feel Better music, giving them more of something they can feel. How about that?
I think that's an awesome plan, so we're going to do it. It's been discussed and decided, and it's going to happen, right?
All right.
Right, as we close out the show, we're going to play some feel-better music so that our listeners have something to practice with. You know, Alexis, I am so proud of us and how far we have come. It is just amazing. And before I forget and get carried away with the fire dance that we're going to do to shake it off and let it go, right? The title for this episode. Listeners, please give a round of applause and a standing ovation to the one and only Alexis J. Smith, who gave
us,
she didn't know I was going to say this, listeners. She didn't know. I didn't tell her. And Alexis gave us the Impacting You Blog Talk Radio platform from which to share these five episodes of the Feel Better Challenge. It was her idea to bring the Feel Better Challenge to Blog Talk Radio. And she did all the technical work, the handout publishing and the graphics and the constant contact emails and made it all come to life. And so I am forever grateful for your expertise, Alexis, your many kindnesses, and your cheerleading all the way to the season finale tonight. So I got it.
Wow. Wow. Well, to God be the glory, and thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Needed to be said.
Well, you're right. It's been a journey. We've come a long way from the 20-minute workshop in Richmond, Virginia. That was, what, in September?
Yes, September 2015.
September, wow. So now we have a fully developed series with archived episodes. You mentioned the handouts. We've got great handouts that share tips and benefits. And then, you know, again, we talked about this great music that has been cultivated around the Feel Better Challenge. And I didn't know this day was coming. And, you know, I'm blessed. And I'm ready to see or hear and learn more about the fire dance with our listening audience tonight. So before we get started officially, Paula, is there something else that you'd like to highlight about the series so far as we reflect before we move forward?
You're always on point, Alexis. So let me say, yes, you're right. You read my mind as always. Let me say that each set of exercises is autonomous and can be applied independently of the others. So I want you to know that you can feel free to use the exercises that serve your needs at the time. Maybe you need to breathe deeply, you know, as your primary emphasis, or to ground your feet often throughout the day. You can review those. Or maybe you just need to feel a sense of appreciation in your heart for something wonderful that's happening in your life, and so you want to review the connection practice. And maybe you can help yourself reach important goals you're working on right now by visualizing success each day, seeing yourself successful. So find what works for you and work it. Remember our key words, breathe into everything. Notice everything that goes on within your whole self, your body, and your mind. Bless everything, every part of your beautiful, wonderful self, and have an attitude of gratitude and reverence for the gift of the health within you. And it's always there waiting for you to tap into it. So that's my reminder and my recap of how to use the Feel Better Challenge. And always remember our mantras: I am well, I can heal myself, love lives here, awareness matters, and blessed be the mantras of the Feel Better Challenge. So that's the recap. Thank you, Alexis, for reminding me.
Okay. All right. That's a good recap. My experience with the Feel Better Challenge has been a good one, and has really transformed the way in which I view health, you know, overall, from you know, ways to maintain and actually safeguard my health, to what health in general means. You know, how do I define it? I will share that my personal experience with the Feel Better Challenge has been heightened because I've also read your book yesterday when I was crazy. So there is another level of understanding for me, Paula, and I believe
Well,
yeah, you're welcome, and, you know, thank you for being, I'm going to say, brave enough to share you know, your testimony in that book. It's, goodness. Yesterday when I was crazy, folks, you really just have to, you've got to read it. That's all I can say. And, yes, of course, I'm plugging my client's book. And, you know, as Paula has shared in today's finale, you know, we've gone a little bit further into it than what I think we have in the past. But Paula is a higher Alexis client, and I know she affectionately gives me gold stars as a student of hers in the wellness realm. But you should know that Paula has set the record for gold stars when it comes to applying certain techniques, and most importantly, particularly for the Feel Better Challenge. She has gone to a new level in releasing the reluctance to self-promote the gifts she's been called to share. Paula's been a joy to work with, and I do strongly encourage you to read her book. Yesterday When I Was Crazy, as I said, is unlike anything you've ever read. As a matter of fact, folks, honestly, it might even give you pause. You might need to stop and consider if you can handle the truth. But I tell you what, it's worth it. It's worth it to simply enjoy and appreciate the experience that Paula so honestly and candidly shares with you, as she not only survived but thrived through a season where she was called to get in touch with the energy that would release her healing. So, you know, yes, the Feel Better Challenge as a radio series has had its impact, but for those who have only been a part of the radio series, I encourage you to read Paula's book, Yesterday When I Was Crazy, and it will take your experience of the Feel Better Challenge and the ways in which you apply it to an entirely different level. So let's get started on the Shake It Off, Part 5.
Thank you, Alexis, so for sharing that. I've actually had a couple of clients tell me lately that reading the book did give them a greater understanding of the work. So I appreciate your commentary, and I appreciate the feedback that I've been receiving. So moving forward, our exercises up to this point have been mostly sedentary, while seated, right? We have carried out each set of guided exercises and stuff while seated in our Feel Better chairs, right? That's what we call it now, the FBC, the Feel Better chair, right?
Yes.
And we've been seeking access to stillness, the relaxation, and the peace and joy, right, in a resting state. So except for grounding, which could be achieved with our feet standing on the earth or even walking, we have settled deeply our bodies and minds in sacred space. And now we are positioned to safely and gently let go and release whatever may have come up to be healed as we viewed our minds and bodies from the inside out. I'm here to say that something else happens when you look at yourself from the inside out. So maybe our body scans have shown where we need physical vitality restored, right? Somewhere in our body. Maybe our regular mind scans have revealed self-limiting beliefs or self-sabotaging thoughts that have been holding us hostage and holding us back from accomplishing our goals. And maybe our breath scan and our breathing exercises have directed and encouraged us to go deeper, right? The breath can take you so much deeper. Just maybe now we know what we need to let go of, what energy is holding us back from our dreams and goals as we visualize to see ourselves successful. We can shake it off, literally, stress out, peace in. It's time to fire dance, right? So this episode of the Feel Better Challenge is about movement, right? We're going to get up out of the chair in a little bit, and then we're going to move in the chair first, right? So shaking as a dance, yeah, we're going to get up out of our chairs, but that's after we do a sitting version, and I'll say more about that a little later. But shaking as a dance form, so we call it shaking off, right? Because we're actually going to do shaking, right? As a dance form, if you will, which is an accepted method for moving and releasing energy that is stuck or restricted or binding our life force. I learned this in my studies in synergy dance. You know, I was a dancer as a young woman, a dance teacher, and I've studied dance avocationally most of my life. When I became disabled, I went into a healing movement modality called synergy dance. And that's where I learned and found energy medicine. That's where it all started, in a dance class, right? So I, you know, I love dance and, you know, dancer, my dancer legs, I say in the book, saved my life. My energy medicine practice and study started in a dance class with the creator of Synergy Dance, Charmaine Lee. And please let me give a heartfelt shout out to Charmaine Lee. She is an incredible, amazing talent and the creator of this wonderful body of work called Synergy Dance. She was my first practitioner of the healing arts, my first therapist. The first body work I received was from Charmaine Lee as I was learning energy medicine in her dance class. She changed my life forever in miraculous ways through this healing dance. And so I love you, Charmaine. And as always, we are talking about something you can feel.
Well, let's tell our listeners where they can learn more about Synergy Dance and maybe contact Charmaine directly.
Yes, it's www.synergy, that's S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y, dance, D-A-N-C-E, written as one word, .com. So go to the internet and log on to synergydance.com and give a shout out to Charmaine Lee, a remarkable, remarkable woman.
Nice. So we're going to start in the chair and get up from the chair. So tell us why movement is so important to our health and wellness, Paula.
Yes. So that's the key tonight. Believe it or not, Alexis, movement is a wellness imperative. The expression, keep it moving, is the truth in spades. You know, we hear that all the time now. Keep it moving, right? Well, that is the truth in spades. Even in stillness, there is motion. Our internal bodily functions are in constant motion. Rhythms of the heart and the fluid systems keep us circulating inside and out, literally. Just think about it, right? Our breath is always moving, even when we don't notice it, per se. Even our cells breathe and pulsate. Our life force, the breath of life, breathes and moves within us as well. It is all energy, and it is all moving. And as we know from science, energy never dies, but just changes forms or transforms. And then another familiar expression comes to mind regarding movement, and that is use it or lose it, right?
Right.
We hear this all the time, use it or lose it. When we become too sedentary, our internal functions become sluggish and slow down. Our muscles, you know, start to get atrophy, especially as we grow older. Our muscles lose elasticity and flexibility and tone. We can even lose our coordination and thereby our ability to respond without injury in moments of stress and crisis. That's some of the reason we get some of these small injuries, because our coordination has not been maintained at an optimal level. And inactivity can cause us to become more likely to have these accidents or fall or pull or strain or dislocate something, believe it or not. So movement, organized movement, fluid movement, healing movement helps maintain flexibility and coordination. So the Feel Better Challenge uses organized movement strategies to align with the natural energy body patterns. There's some natural ways that we move our body back and forth, to and fro, up and down, that are sort of a logical, organized flow that becomes free and fluid, you know, as we tap into it. And so that's what we're trying to achieve today. You know, neuroscience has found a link between vigorous exercise, they really say vigorous aerobic exercise, and cognitive clarity. They had discovered by studying runners, people who, you know, run as exercise, and that if you do 30 to 40 minutes of aerobic exercise or vigorous exercise up to the point of sweat, which is to the heat, right? That's why we got the fire dance, to get some heat. That the long-term habit of physical exercise can actually increase the blood flow to the frontal lobe of the brain, which is associated with clear thinking and focus and concentration. And boy, do we need this in 2016, with all of the health challenges associated with the inability to focus and concentrate and all the medications that are, that are being given for that purpose. And so we definitely have to keep it moving and use it or lose it. And so perhaps more closely linked to our topic for today, movement is a way of de-stressing. We're talking about shaking it off and letting go, right? So we're talking about
right.
de-stressing movement that helps us to let go of stress, relax, and let go of whatever we may be holding that's really ready to be healed, ready to move out from our bodies and our minds. So I still think of letting go as part of the dance of life. Now, let me also say, because I have to get all the disclaimers and cover all the bases before we engage the exercises, that movement does not have to be big or long-term each time you do it to be effective or to be useful. I also studied a movement practice called Feldenkrais, which focused on small movements with very profound healing effects.
What is that called again, Paula?
Feldenkrais.
The type of dance?
I'm going to spell it for you. F-E-L-D-E-N-K-R-A-I-S. Look it up. And
okay.
I studied this for a year because at that time I was at my physical worst as a fibromyalgia sufferer, and I could only do small movements. Everything else was just too painful and flared me up more. But I learned to do these very small movements, and they just had a profound healing effect. So I say that for people who may have some kind of physical limitation or disability or be wheelchair-bound or any of those things, walking with a cane or, you know, just senior in their senior years, you know, that we can do small movements and still keep it moving and not lose as much of our vitality. Movement helps to maintain vitality. So let me again share with our listeners that even though we are shaking it off, moving it with a bit of gusto, for those of us who can, you know, put in the gusto, if you're up to it. It is also, we'll see, right? When we get to that point, we'll see that sometimes less is more, a little bit goes a long way. So, especially if you do it often enough to make a gradual difference in helping yourself feel better. You know, when I could only do 3 repetitions of an exercise, I did 3. When I could only do 3 minutes on my exercise bike, I did 3 minutes. And I did so lovingly. You know, I had to learn to do these things lovingly. So, but at least I could move, right?
Right.
You know, at least I wasn't bedridden anymore. You know, I wasn't sad. You know, and I would one day ride for 45 minutes pain-free, which I can still do. So, miracles happen.
Amen. I know, that's right.
Yes.
I love that perspective. You can't make it a punishment. If you punish yourself with movement or exercise, then you're defeating the purpose. You got to do it
Absolutely.
With an open heart, and I like that. I think that's something to note. And a very inspiring story, as always, and I'm excited to learn more. I keep saying, let's go, let's move and shake. Sounds like fun.
I know. I know. And I got a little bit more to say, background, so we get the full measure. So I got a little bit more to put in here because, you know, Alexis, I promised our listeners in January that I would answer a few questions that we put out right at the top of the year. And the one that was most closely related to tonight's episode is about release and surrender. How do we, what do we release or surrender as we move forward in 2016 and beyond? And just a few reminders are, so we're letting go, we're releasing physical restrictions and pains and stuckness. We're releasing mental and emotional stress, trauma patterns, self-limiting beliefs. I can't say these things enough. Self-limiting thoughts, behaviors, negative self-talk, degrading language, unforgiveness, all of these things that we carry inside of us is what we're trying to release. Disappointment, rage, stop yelling at folks. If you're a yeller and a screamer, stop it. Right?
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
We got to let that go. We got to let that yelling and screaming go if that's something that you do. And surrender. So how? You know, surrender is it's an intention. And we have help. We have Jesus. We have the angels. We have spirit guides. We have ancestral guides. Whatever your spiritual practice may be, there is a higher power to which you can surrender some of the energies and some of the negativity and unforgiveness and all of these things that don't serve us well, you know. And you can also release in many ways. There's other movement forms, Tai Chi and yoga and massage, you know. There's spiritual practices, chanting and toning. There's so many things. Mantras and affirmations and journaling. There's so many ways to release energy that no longer serves our highest version of ourselves. You know,
right.
Animals already know how. They do something called neurogenic tremors. You see animals shake it off all the time. I see my doggies shake it off all the time. They do it naturally, and we should, too, learn to do it more naturally. Okay, so now we're in prep time. We're in our preliminaries.
Okay.
So we're going to be doing the shaking exercises, as I said, first while sitting and then while standing. Do it to your tolerance level. As I said, don't go for the gusto too fast. So why are we sitting, right? Again, we're sitting because that's what most people are doing all day, sitting. And sitting is
right.
The new smoking and considered a health hazard, right? So we want to allow movement. Yes, the new smoking is sitting. That's what some, you know, scientists say. So to allow movement for those of us who may have balance and coordination issues or knee issues or physical challenges or seniors to be active from our feel better chairs. So you can do it gently and softly. You can just do your extremities before you work up to the whole body. And just so you know, you can also do the same shaking exercises lying down. We'll begin with our scans, as we do for every webinar, right? We have to do some pre-testing to see where we are in the moment after all the talking, right? And so take a moment. We'll do a breath scan first, a mind scan, and then a body scan. Remember, we're just going to notice and bless. So take a minute and rub your healing hands together. Put your right hand on your lower rib cage, right at the bottom of where your lungs are. And then put your left hand on your upper chest. And just notice your natural breathing, your in-breath. And your out breath. Just notice what's there and bless. Blessed be. Blessed be. Just notice your breathing. What is your breathing saying? And then take a nice deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth and blow it out. And now go into your mind energy and notice your thoughts, thinking now. Maybe you're thinking, well, she hurry up and get to the exercise.
No, not me. I'm being patient.
And maybe you're thinking about what happened earlier today or what do you have to do tomorrow. Come into the present, if you will. Come into the present moment. But just notice, it's good to be aware. Awareness matters, right? It's one of our mantras of what your mind is holding. You can let your hands rest. And now your body scan. Take your attention into your feet and just allow your feet grounded on the floor. Just notice how your feet feel and take a breath into your feet. And then move up to your ankles and just notice and bless whatever is there. Take into your awareness whatever may be speaking to you. There may be something there you need to shake off. Move up to your calves. Take a breath and just notice and bless with reverence and gratitude. No criticism or condemnation in the Feel Better Challenge, right? Move up to your knees. Take a breath. You hear me breathing, right? And then move up to your thighs and take a breath. And just notice and give yourself permission to settle towards the earth. And then take your attention into your buttocks. And just notice and bless whatever's there. Move up to your low back and notice once again whatever's there. Take the time to be with your body. Move to the center of your back, to your spine, and move all the way up, vertebra by vertebra, to your shoulders at the very top of your spine. And then move out through your arms, your upper arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists and hands. And just notice what's there. Come back up your arms to your neck. Just notice and bless and breathe into your neck. And then up to your head, around to your face, the area around your eyes and your cheeks and drop your jaw and just notice. And now take one clean sweep and notice your whole self, fully integrated, fully settled, and blessed. Okay? Get comfortable in your sacred space. Whatever you need to do, remember, we're going to be moving in our chairs, so make sure there's nothing that you're going to bump into on the side of your chair. So clear away any clutter so that if you plan to do the standing shake, when you stand up to do the fire dance, you'll have enough room. Take a few sips of water, get your pen and pad if you desire to take notes. And then it's time for the prayer. Imagine or visualize us holding hands in an imaginary prayer circle as we say, we give thanks.
Thanks.
We give thanks.
We give thanks.
We give thanks.
We give thanks.
Amen. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Okay. So now we're prayed up and ready to move forward. And I want to say, as we move forward into the actual exercises, I want to mention our music that we're going to be using as the fire dance theme is by none other than Brian. There it is. Yes, I love it. By Brian Thompson. It's also known as Instrumental Witness. Thank you for that tidbit. He is a very talented graphic artist, musician, and he is designer of the new $100 bill, in case you didn't know. It was released in 2013.
Really?
Yeah. Our very Brian Thompson, Instrumental Witness. He's a very talented young man. He's a very good friend and a spiritual mentee. He's a pastor and he's a youth advocate minister. His music and his ministry are going places in 2016 and beyond. So I just want to give a shout out. Thank you, Brian. Love you much, my brother, for sharing your music with us and for allowing us to use it for the Feel Better Challenge Fire Dance. So I want to say that his music is available on iTunes. And so be sure to check out Instrumental Witness, right? So I have a little more explaining to do before we shake it off. And so here it goes.
Okay.
Why fire dance, right? Figure I needed to explain why I call it a fire dance. And it's actually based on the fire principle and the fire element in polarity therapy. You know, it may produce a warming sensation or heat in the body. And heat often indicates the movement or release or charge of bound energy. The fire element is the driving vital force of our body's energy system. It is the impulse behind the direction of movement. And so for our purposes, the direction of movement is out of blocked and stuck places, right? Fire imbalances, by the way, can result from trying to cope with overstimulation, exhaustion, anger, stress. Sound familiar?
Right.
So we fire dance to balance and move energy out of stuck places. So the heat is on, and it's a way to do vigorous exercise in a contained space. So let it shake. When I say let's shake, it'll be time to shake. Our Feel Better tools are, as always, intention, attention, and awareness. You know, and our intention is to allow the movement to unfold from the inside out so that by the end of the experience, we generate a sense of release once we give a gentle initiation force, right? So our attention is on the breath, breathing, and the shifting focus as we follow our body movement rhythmically. Tonight we're going to be working with music, right, supported by the breath of air, as always, and the breath of fire. We'll be starting with the feet, moving up to the head and hands. And your awareness is about a sense of letting go through sustained pulsation. And this is to approximate the natural internal patterns. You know how you shake your head right to left to say no and up and down to say yes? It's just sort of an internal thing that we do in our responses. Mm-hmm. So it's something like that. We want to do it in an organized way. We don't want it to be so random and herky-jerky or jerking at all. We want it to be fluid movement. And so for purposes of the Feel Better Challenge Fire Dance, shaking may be performed by following what I call directional movement, like rocking side to side. And so what directional movement? Horizontal, side to side, left to right, right to left, vertical, up and down, front and back, in and out, circular, clockwise and counterclockwise, and then what we call undulating, which is a wave-like movement through a direction, forward and backward, in and out, like a pelvic tilt, so to speak, with a rhythm to it. So it can be performed by, again, we can do soft, small, subtle movements, listeners, for those who need to keep it soft and small and subtle. And for the rest of you who have the gusto, you can do big, exaggerated range of motion movements in an organized fashion. And then it becomes a free form in the final analysis, right? So there's no wrong way, no wrong way to do it, really, except we're going to present it in an organized way to give you sort of a formula that has some organic logic, if you will. Your coordination may be challenged like never before, but this is okay. Don't worry. Don't stress or tighten up when your body areas don't seem to cooperate right away, right? Be patient. If you have an oh no moment, remember it is to feel better. Challenge and do what you can. Okay? So does that sound doable?
All right. Yeah.
Sound doable? All right. So also, don't hold your breath. Breathe through. We all have a tendency around the world, not just in America, to hold our breath instead of breathe when we're moving. So make sure you don't hold your breath. So
that is
now,
so true. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So we're going to do a little sample right quick. And so, listeners, here's the deal. For sample, we're just going to do the lower body part. And what I also need to say is I'm going to use two different tempos. I'm going to use a slow tempo, which is a 1-2-1-2-1-2, and that we'll do first. And then I'm going to do a faster tempo, which will be 1-2-3-4-1-2-3-4-1-2-3-4, and that's the one we're going to use for the standing exercise. So for the sample, what you're going to do is the first action is to lift your heel off the floor, up and down, right? So do the right foot, then the left foot, and repeat. Then you're going to lift your toes towards the ceiling, up, down, alternating sides. Follow along as best you can. It doesn't have to be perfect or exact. Try to feel your way through it as you listen to me give the instructions. Then the next thing is for the knees and thighs and legs, and you're just going to do what I call butterfly wings opening and let your knees and thighs and legs just fall in and out gently like butterfly wings, right? Then we're going to move to the pelvis or the hips and buttocks, and we're just going to move our pelvis in and out and in and out and in and out, side to side. Now, remember, we're still sitting side to side, rocking. Okay, that's what we're going to try as a first little sample. Take a nice deep breath. Blow it out slowly. Ground your feet. Relax your body. Music, Alexis, a little sample music, and we're going to take a little sample.
Okay.
Let's go. All right, there it is. Try. And 1-2, 1-2, right foot, 1, heel up, and heel up, left foot, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, repeat, right, 2-1-2, 1-2, 1-2, repeat, left, 2-1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Now your toes up. So 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Left. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Together. Toes up. 2-1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Heels. 1. Together. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Butterflies. 2. In and out. Heels, thighs, legs. 1, 2, and breathe. 1, 2. And blow it out. And nice and easy now. And breathe. Inhale, exhale, and in, out. Butterfly. Now move to your pelvis. Go front and back. 1, 2, 1, 2. two, one, two, one, two, side to side, all rock. One, two, one, two, one, two. Make a nice big circle in your chair to the left. Three, two, to the right. Two, one, two, one, two. Okay, Alexis, that's
all
the
right.
Sample. Okay, all right.
Okay,
all
right.
Uh-huh. And then once we move from the buttocks and hips, we're going to move up the upper body, and then we'll, you know, take an exhale, and then we'll do it in the faster time frame. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So let's go. Music, please. Take a nice deep breath. Ground your feet. Start with your right heel lifted off the floor. One. One, two, one, two, one, two, left foot. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, toes up, right. Two, one, two, one, two, one, two, left. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, toes together. Two, one, two, breathe. One, two, blow it out, heels up together. One, two, one, two, one, two, butterfly out. Two, in and out. Let your knees just fall in and out. Don't push too hard. It's a gentle force. In, out, and one, two, one, two. Now the pelvis. Front, back. One, two, one, two, one. Two, and side to side, or rock. Two, rock on your buttocks, move your hips, shake it off, bend your chair. Yes, one, two, one, two. Now up to your shoulders and front and back and in and out. And one, two, and breathe. In, out, in, out, and up and down and up. And down and up and down and one, two, and breathe and shake your shoulders and shake your shoulders, shake it off, let it go, decompress, let it out, let it flow, shake your shoulders, shake your shoulders. Now right and shake and one, two, one, two, one, two, and left hand shake and one, two, and one, two, repeat, right hand, shake off all that keyboarding, right, all that touch screening, shake it out, decompress those wrists, together, hands, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, shake your head, no, 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 right and left, one, two, right to left to right, however you see that. You're saying, no, no, no more pain, no more bad behaviors, no more, no more. And say, yes, yes, up and down,
yes.
Up and down. Shake your head, yes, yes, shake it off. Yes, I can, yes, I can. Let go. Two, one, two, one, two. All together now. Shake everything you got. Feet. Legs, knees, thighs, buttocks, pelvis, hips, shoulders, hands, head, neck, shake everything together. Shake. One, two. Now put your hands up in the air and one, two, one, two, one, two. Let it all go out, let it all go out. Shake it off, shake it off. Bring your hands down, back down, and one, two, one, two, shake it on, two, one, two, and just shake freeform, whatever you feel like now is what you can do, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, you can shift around from one location to the other, remember, your intention is to shake it off, let it go, yesterday's traumas, tomorrow's fears, the unforgiveness that's holding you hostage. Shake it off. Let it go. Shake it off. Let it go. And one, two, one, two, one. Do what feels right for you. Now let it come more natural. don't work so hard. Nice and easy. Nice and easy. Maybe do it a little softer now. A little soft. A little softer. Let it go. Let it go. Let it one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Ah, take a nice deep breath. Exhale slowly. Maybe you'll notice that your hands or your feet want to shake on their own now. Maybe you feel some releases somewhere in your body. Maybe you're still rocking or shaking a bit. Continue to breathe into whatever is there. Continue to breathe. Maybe you feel a little warmer and heat is rising and discharging stress from your body. Just notice. Okay. So now we're going to do it in the 1, 2, 3, 4, in the faster rhythm. Do what you can, listeners. Now that you know how it goes. It's the same movement, the same body area. And it doesn't have to be perfect. Just let it go. Even if I miss a count, keep going or move to the next area. And this time, when you're doing your feet, don't worry about it. It's not meant to be so strict. You know what I mean? It's meant to be free and fluid with a little structure for support underneath. So when you do your foot, this time you're 1, 2, 3, 4, you're going to be lifting up and down and up and down. It's a little bit different when you do it in the faster beat. Okay, let's go.
That was fun. Okay,
was
ready?
That fun?
Here we go.
Okay.
That was good. Okay, here we go.
Okay, you like that? Okay, so we'll speed it up a little bit. All right, get ready. Let's shake it off. 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, right heel. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, left. 2, 3, 4, breathe and breathe and breathe and up your toes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, left. 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, right. Up your toes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, together. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, heels up. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Now your whole foot, lift it up and pat the floor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, left. 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Give it some guts, double left, right. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, left. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, butterfly. 1, 2, 3, 4, up tempo with your butterfly. Your knees fall out, your legs and your thighs move along, and let it go. Take a breath. Nice deep breath, butterfly. Nice deep breath. Now I'm gonna move to your pelvis, whatever tempo you can use. And 1, 2, 3, 4, back and forth and in and out. 1, 2, 3, let it go, let it go, shake it off. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and shake that butter, shake your bum in the chair and go 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and triple. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, right or left, whichever comes natural. And circle the other way. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 4. Keep it going now. Breathe. 4. And shake. Shake your butt. Shake your hips. Shake, shake, shake. Now move up to your shoulders. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Like a bird flapping in the wind. 1, 2, 3, 4. Back and forth, back and forth. Breathe. Breathe. And up and down and up and down. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Work those shoulders. Work those shoulders. Gently does it. Now shake. Shake your shoulders. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your shoulders. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your shoulders. Let it go. Let it go. Decompress. Let everything move down your arms, through your wrists, through your fingers, and out. And shake your right hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, left hand. 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, right hand. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, left hand. 4, 3, 4. Shake up all that keyboarding, all that touching of devices, and touch yourself in a healing way. And now to your head. No, 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 no. Not gonna hold on to what no longer serves. No, 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 no. Shake your head. 2, 3, 4. Now up and down. Yes, yes, I can. I can shake it off. I can heal myself. Let be. Love live here. Shake it off. Let it go. Fire dance, fire dance, fire dance. Warming up, warming up, warming. All together now. Everything. Let it go, let it go. Right in your chair. Don't have to get up. Just sit right there. Rock on those hips. Side to side, back and forth. Circle. Whatever feels right. Move your wrists, your shoulders, your chest, your belly, your buttocks, your thighs, your knees, your legs, your ankles, your feet. Shake, 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 shake. And now take your hands up in the air and bring them down. Yes. Okay. We made it right to the end on that one. Okay. So take a breath. Wow. And blow it out. How you doing? How you doing?
I found it hard to stay seated. I wanted to stand up. I didn't get up ahead of the class, but the blood is pumping. It's circulating. I feel good.
Excellent. Excellent. So take a breath, everyone. You might feel some discharges through your hands or your feet. Just let it out. And now it's time to get on your feet and shake it off. For all those who can, all those who are able to get on their feet, we're going to do it in the faster rhythm. And so we're going to shake it off. So let's go. Music, maestro. A little tribe music by an instrumental witness. And ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Heel, right heel. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Left. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Toes up. 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Left. 2, 3, 4, right, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, left, 2, 3, 4, lift your foot, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, left, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, pat your foot on the floor, now butterfly, you can just bend your knees a little, and let it all fall out, knees in and out. Butterfly, butterfly. Do it easy as if you're moving from your joints. Don't tense your muscles. Shake, shake, shake. Come up to your pelvis and back and forth and back and forth and shake and shake and shake and shake. Shake, shake and back and forth and back and forth and let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Shake side to side. Shake, shake your hips. You can even bend over and do a little twerk if you want in the back, a little twerker. Shake, 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 shake. Come back to center. Shake, shake. Circle, circle. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. The other way. 3, 4. 1, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Shoulders down. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. In and out. Whatever. In and out. Whatever feels like to you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Shake. Just shake those shoulders, shake shoulders, and right hand, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, left hand, hands together now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, shake your head, no, 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 shake your head, yes, and yes, 2, 3, 4, yes, 2, 3, 4, now, put it all together. Shake, let it all go. Whatever you don't need no more, let it go. Shake, shake, shake. Anything you can. Whatever feels comfortable, feel the heat. Feel yourself warming up. Take your hands up in the air and shake like you just don't care. Shake, 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 through the fire dance. Shake, 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 bring your hands down to your side and shake. And you can move around now. You can go walk around. Walk and shake, you know. Walk around the room doing your shake dance. Fire dance. Shake. Nice and easy. Not forced. Just allow the movement to become natural. As natural as possible. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, 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 shake. Woo. Shake. Shake, 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 shake. You can even lift your feet up off the floor and shake. One. Left. Right. Left. Lift. Lift. Lift your foot up and lift and shake. And shake and lift and shake. Keep those hands shaking off from all that keyboarding, from driving. Shake your hips and butterfly your legs and knees and thighs. Shake, shake. Hands up in the air. Bring them back down. Shake, shake, let go, let go, let go, let go. It's okay. It doesn't serve you anymore. Let go, let go, let go. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Whew. Okay. Alexis.
Yay!
Oh, my
goodness.
Okay, listeners.
Sip water. Sip water, everybody. Sip some water.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you for that. That's right. You need to drink some water.
Yes.
You need to take a few deep breaths, and you need to continue breathing and allow whatever natural releases that seem to be wanting to move out. Sometimes the shaking isn't over when you stop moving yourself. Sometimes there's still a little shaking going on, even after you put yourself into that. So I hope that you will practice and practice and practice. As you said, we're going to add some practice music in just a little while. So while I catch my breath, what you got to say?
I need to catch my breath, too. That's not fair. No, Paula, thank you. That was half of the fun, I will tell you, is, you know, envisioning you, my friend, working it out, because clearly you were. And I'm just, I think that's awesome. This just has been more than I expected, and in all the best ways. All the best ways. So, as Paula mentioned, we are going to fill the end of the show with some music that you can practice to. This will be one episode for sure that I'm looking forward to coming back to and replaying. There are also links to the songs that we're going to play in the Blog Talk Radio space. So, if you are interested in hearing more from any of the artists that will be featured tonight, please feel free to stop by the Impacting You Blog Talk Radio site, and you can click into the music for Silver Logan Sharp, Daryl L.A. Hunt, and Instrumental Witness, who, again, is the artist that has given us the Tribe music, which we have played several times tonight for the Fire Dance.
Right. And as we close out this season finale, if you will, I'd like to say a few thank yous to our special guests, Joyce Burgess and Ellen Webster-Sinikowski, and to our listeners and our callers. You've thanked our musicians and artists. Again, thank you to you, Alexis, the master Blog Talk Radio host, who put all the pieces together and made it work. You made it work. Thanks to all of you who took the time to take the Feel Better Challenge. Thanks for making the world a better place to feel better. And to get in touch, paulapotts.com on Twitter, paulapotts DC. On Facebook, just Paula. So before we go into the music, Alexis, any thoughts on what's next, or are we just going to keep them guessing until we come back with something new?
I think we just might keep them guessing, but not too long, everyone.
Okay.
Please visit Paula Potts' website and sign up for her newsletter. If, you know, for whatever reason aren't able to do so, you know, drop a line on Facebook or Twitter. We'll make sure that you get pulled into the network. Paula will be staying in touch with between now and the next time we go live on the air. Again, just Paula on Facebook, Paula Potts DC on Twitter, and her website is paulapotts.com. So I'd like to thank everyone. Also, that the Paula thanked Joyce Burgess, who joined us early in the series with her National Black Home Educators audience, and Helen Webster Sinikowski, and the listening exercises. It was all just surreal, and I kind of can't believe that we're here at this point. But as we talk about the return of the Feel Better Challenge and what is to come, Paula, you are not taking a break. That's for sure. I'm looking at some of the upcoming events on your calendar, and wow. So I know where, I know how you keep your energy. I can hear it in that fire dance, and I see where you put it to good use. So tell us a little bit about the Women's Day coming up on May 1st. You're doing some poetry readings, and you are part of an Elder Diaries podcast. Wow.
Yes. I'll start with the Women's Day celebration at my church, St. George's Episcopal Church, this Sunday, May 1st at 9 a.m. I am the guest speaker, and the topic is Healing is Possible. Let go and let God. So we're going to talk about healing, and I'm so excited to do that. You know, it's my favorite thing to talk about. And then there's a celebration of poetry program, which will happen during the luncheon. So anyone in the DMV in the Washington, Maryland, Virginia area, come to 160 U Street Northwest on this Sunday and hear some inspirational words about healing. And then join us downstairs. The young women, the children, the young women at St. George's will be reading some of my poetry and some of the other poets. We have a special guest, Maisha Rashad, who will be reading with us. And I, too, will be reading one of my poems. And so I'm looking forward to that. The Elder Diaries is the work of an organization called Words Heal Incorporated, and they do podcasts of elders, seniors, who tell stories of healing and how they overcame a crisis. And it's just amazing. I did my interview, which will probably be posted. It's going to be on iTunes, and I'll keep you posted on when it's going to happen. And it's all about the Feel Better Challenge and the birth of the Feel Better Challenge. So it's a natural follow-up. So I'm excited about those two events.
Great.
Thank you for asking. Yes.
Sure. Thank you for sharing. So I think that time has come. So I want to make sure that as we silence ourselves and leave you with the music, that I give credit where it is indeed due. So again, the Something You Can Feel theme song was recorded by Silver Logan Sharp. Sounds wonderful. Favorite song. That'll play as we close the show. And immediately following that will be a song, Funny Feeling, by Daryl A. Hunt. And once that song, finish enjoying that song, we will loop the Instrumental Witness Tribe, which is the fire dance theme song. We're going to loop that as often as we can in the time that we have remaining in the Blog Talk studio space tonight.
Right.
So on behalf of us all, I thank you for tuning in to the Impacting You broadcast. We'll be back with Paula Potts and prayerfully more as we continue to move forward. So God bless you all, and good night.
Thank you, Alexis.
You're welcome.
On Blog Talk Radio, impacting you.
Thank you.